Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone to episode number 100. Can you believe we've made it to 100 episodes? Really just want to start by saying thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you who have listened and who have stayed with me and stayed with us. I know that a lot of you have listened to every episode, and so I really appreciate that. And I know some of you have skipped around and you've got to this point, but I just want to say thanks. And you know, it's interesting. You know, you look back over some of the episodes, and you know, one of the things that I've tried to encourage you, you know, to do over time is to be consistent. Right? To show up for yourself, to show up for others, to be in a great mindset, to be able to, you know, get yourself up and going, regardless of how you feel, right? You get to think your way into either being motivated for the day, because our thoughts trigger those feelings. You know, there are days when you don't feel like getting up and going to work. There are days when you don't feel like being a good husband or being a good spouse. There are days when you don't probably feel like being a good parent. And you get to decide, right? Do you want to show up in the way you want to show up that day? Like at the end of the day, ultimately, that's all of our choices. And I know we get confused sometimes, or we get bombarded sometimes, or we just forget that. And we think, you know, it's so much easier to blame someone else. It's so much easier to live as a victim than it is to actually say, no, I'm in control of my own life. I'm in control of my own destiny. I get to choose what I want to do about the different circumstances that show up in my life. And so part of this for me was, hey, show up every week and provide content for anyone who wants to listen. And, you know, I knew there were days where I didn't feel great. There were days where I thought, you know, that probably was not very good at the end of the episode, and I put it out anyway. There are days when I thought, boy, that's, you know, I can't give any better content than what I just gave. And, you know, this is not a pat me on the back by any means, but it is something just for all of you to consider. If there's something out there that you've wanted to start, or if you're that person that has trouble maintaining something, right? Last week we talked about health. You have trouble maintaining a healthy lifestyle. You have trouble learning to eat healthy. You have trouble, you know, finishing an exercise program. You have trouble staying in a job. You know, it's just hard for you. Then this is that encouragement to say you can do it. You can do it. There will be times when you don't feel like it, but you can still rise up and do it. And so, you know, unlike a lot of podcasts, I don't have a producer. I don't have someone I send this off to that edits it. I do it myself. And so the good, the bad, and the ugly all come from me. So it's just, you know, it's gratifying to know that we've both shown up. Like, we've shown up every week, and we've both worked, me and you, we've worked to become better people, to think differently, to change our thought life in a way that will serve us better. And we've shown up for 100 straight episodes. So kudos to you all. This thing has over 100,000 downloads now, which is mind-boggling to me because, again, I started it in a, it's not the same closet I've got now. It's still a closet, but I've kind of made this a podcast room. It's a pretty cool podcast room, and I've got, you know, sound things up and all that. But we started this thing together in a closet full of a bunch of clothes in a townhome we used to live in. And so I just want to say, again, thank you for showing up. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for learning. Thank you for wanting to learn. Thank you for wanting to get better. Thank you for wanting to grow. Thank you for wanting to just become the best possible version of yourself that you envision for yourself that you wanna live. So, again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to all the clients that I've worked with over these last 100 episodes. You guys have been awesome. And for those of you that I haven't worked with and you are here just for the content and to listen, thank you just as equally as much. So really appreciate you all being here. So I thought today that with this and with this episode, let's talk about five ways to win the day. And you can come up, that's what I love about this content. You can tweak these however you want. These aren't in gold that this is the only five ways in the world that you can win the day. You can come up with your own five ways. This actually came from John Gordon, who I like John Gordon and some of John Gordon's books. These five came from him, and I'm going to tweak them just a little bit too. But I want you to know that with this content, right, you get to decide. And that's what makes this fun. And that's what makes life life. And that's what makes humans humans, right? Is you're hopefully not at the stage anymore as listening to this where you're trying to fix somebody else. You're not even trying to fix you. You are trying to evolve into that person that you want to be. And so here are five ways for you as you think about the day to win each day. And I like these. So, like I said, you can feel free to tweak them. You can add to them. You can have 10, you can have 20, you can have 3, but we're going to talk about these five today. Number one, control what you can control. You know, I had a coach one time say, control the controllables. What are the things in your life that you can control? And if you think it's another person, just go on and X that person out. You can't control them. Maybe if you have a baby that's under 2, 1.5, right? You might still be able to control them, but that's going by the wayside too. Because as you know, as kids continue to grow, some people try to control them. They try to keep them within their grasp. And what happens? They just keep pushing and keep pushing, keep pushing because they're humans and we can't control them. So control what you can control. You can control yourself. You can control how you think about circumstances in life. You can control what thoughts stay in your mind. And you might not be able to control the thoughts that come in, but you can control the thoughts that stay there. What are the ones that are taking root? What are the ones that have taken root? What are the ones that you need to filter out, right? You need to delete. What are those thoughts? So as you go along your day, control what you can control. You can control when you get up in the morning. You can control what you put in your body. You can control to a large extent how healthy you are. Not always, but you can control a large extent, right? You can control where you work. A lot of you can control how much money you make. A lot of you can control if you want to make more money. You want to go start another company. You want to do something else that's going to help you make money. You can control those things. So control what you can control. Number two, let go of what you can't. For some of you, this is harder than trying to control what you can control because you have such a grasp on things. You have such a grasp on what you think is your significant other that you have trouble letting him go. You have trouble letting them live their own lives. You have trouble allowing your kids, your 19, 20-year-old son or daughter, to start living their own life. Some of you have trouble with your 35-year-old son or daughter, right? Let go of what you can't control. Let go. Right? When you start to do that, it frees you up. It's just the opposite of what we think. What we think is if we keep it clamped down and we keep this, and I keep clenching my fists in here, you keep, you know, clenching to something, you think that's breeding freedom, but it's not. It just breeds more frustration and jealousy and all of those things. And so let go what you can't control, whether it's at work, whether it's a boss, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a kid, whatever it is. Let it go. Number three, replace fear with faith. Replace fear with faith. Instead of thinking I can't do, start thinking I can do. I can do this. I don't have to be fearful as I go in. I feel strong and empowered, right, for myself. This is where some of you need to get some of that positivity going. Some of you need to embrace that when that fear comes up, that you know that it's just a feeling. Because some fear is good, right? There is some fear that is actually good. But you need to be able to control that fear. You know, it's kind of like when you start a game or you tee off on that first tee and you get a little jitters. That's probably good. It probably means a little something. But then you want to be able to settle in and know that you can play your game. Know that you can have control over a situation, right? Know that if you're going to speak in front of people, you're going to be a little fearful, but you've prepared. So you have faith in yourself that says, hey, I can go out here and I can make a difference in one person's lives that's on the other side of me that hears what I have to say, right? Replace your fear with faith in yourself. Number four, I like this one. Speak truth to the lies that your brain tells you. Speak truth back into the lies that your brain tells you. Think about this. Remember, you think 60, 65,000 thoughts a day, most of which are in your subconscious. So you want to start noticing those thoughts, right? And when those lies come in that tell you you're not good enough, you'll never be anything, you'll never amount to anything, you'll never make enough money, you'll never have a successful marriage, you'll never be able to lose the weight, you'll never be able to get in shape, you'll never be able to be a great father, you'll never be blah, 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 right? All that junk, all those lies that come in, you start speaking truth back into those. And you say, no, I am learning to be my best self. No, I am learning to be confident. No, I am learning how to be a great mate. No, I am learning how to be a great dad. I'm able to face any situation that's out there. Why? Because I know that regardless of the situation, I get to choose how I think about it, and I'm not going to allow a lie to affect me. That is so powerful. Because some of you have been trained by yourself and by your surroundings for so long to believe those lies, you believe you're not good enough. You believe you don't have enough confidence. You've believed the lies that other people have told you or that you've allowed yourself to tell yourself. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who told you. If it's not something that is truthful for you and good for your future, you need to speak the truth to it. You need to get it out, delete it out, and bring it back in. If it's your closest person that's to you and they keep telling you things that aren't good for you, you've got to be able to say, number one, either do I need this person in my life anymore? But number two, you've got to be able to filter that out and speak those truths into those lies, over those lies. Number five, believe in yourself and believe the best is yet to come for you. Begin to believe in yourself and believe the best is yet to come for you. Every day when you get up, believe in you. Believe you were put on this earth for a special purpose. Believe you are special just because you're here. Believe that you can help someone else along the way. Believe that you can be happy now in this life. And believe the best is yet to come. Because you know, the more you speak the truth into yourself, the more you can have power for yourself. Not ego, but power, right? Ego says I'm better than you. But when you feel powerful, you feel like you have your back more than anyone else in the room, more than anyone else in the world. You're confident and you're strong and you're powerful for yourself. And you can do anything, right? So five ways to win the day. Control what you can control. Let go of what you can't. Replace fear with faith. Speak the truth into the lies that you've been told. Believe in yourself and believe the best is yet to come. Again, I can't say thank you enough for being here. Thank you so much for listening. Continue to pass this on if this is helpful to you. If I can help you get healthy, reach out to me. If I can help you from a mindset situation or a relationship, reach out to me. Would love to talk to you. DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, DrDarrenWilson.com. You reach out today and we'll get to work. Take care, everyone. See you back here next week. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, DrDarrenWilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.